Stolen vehicle suspect arrested after lengthy standoff with LAPD. A man suspected of leading law enforcement officers on a chase in a stolen Los Angeles Department of Water and Power vehicle is into custody on August 10 following a lengthy standoff in Atwater Village. The suspect rammed several patrol vehicles as he attempted to elude Los Angeles Police Department and California Highway Patrol officers on August 9, before authorities surrounded him after the vehicle became disabled in the 4500 block of Colorado Boulevard near Edenhurst Avenue, where he barricaded himself inside the vehicle, the police department said. Two SWAT vehicles arrived at the scene a short time later and boxed in the Water and Power Department SUV. The vehicle had noticeable bullet holes in the windshield and driver's side door with no visible tires, KTLA reported. Several gunshots were fired during the chase, but it is unclear who opened fire, ABC7 reported, citing information from police. The suspect was taken into custody around by SWAT officers at 8:45 p.m. Wednesday. At least three officers were injured after the suspect rammed their vehicles, and the suspect sustained a gunshot wound to a leg when officers fired at him, Police Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton said at a news conference. Two officers were treated at the scene, and another was taken to a hospital in stable condition. "This is one of the dangers that our officers face in law enforcement," said Hamilton, referring to the suspect slamming into the officers' vehicles. "An extremely dangerous ordeal with our people's lives and other jeopardized by an apparent crazed individual," Police Chief Michelle Moore tweeted. "Tremendous work by members of Los Angeles Police Department SWAT to safety resolve.